When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
SM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. And what a wild day it was yesterday, huh? With all the hail that came down, that was quite the storm. We were sitting here in the WBSM offices. Barry was on the air. I heard him mention how dark it was suddenly getting outside. And I have a skylight that's kind of over my office. Not completely over my office, but over mine and the one behind me. We don't have walls that go all the way up to the ceiling in our offices. It's weird, but it works, so we can yell at each other across the over the walls. But I looked up at the skylight and I just saw how dark it was. I said, uh-oh, this is going to be quite the storm. And sure enough, it was. The lightning, the wind, and of course the very large hail. And I've been on this planet 46 and a half years now, and I don't think I've ever seen a hailstorm like that lasted as long as that. Most of the hailstorms that I've been in have been, you know, a few moments of hail. This was probably the better part of an hour. And if you see the videos that are going around, it looked like it snowed. There was a layer of hail across the ground, all over everybody's cars. And I went outside, I went out the front door of the station where, you know, all the hail is pinging off the door. And I picked up a handful of it, and it was very large. I saw someone refer to it as grape size, and that's probably accurate. I heard it was almost as big as golf balls in other parts of the South Coast. Somebody called in to Barry's show and said in Wareham it was the size of a golf ball. So that was, I mean, I know they told us to be prepared for a storm, but that wasn't what I was expecting. But It's interesting when we have those type of weather events. I get excited for storms. I don't get meteorologist excited. I don't start panting and have heart palpitations and get so excited I can't sit still. But I do love a good thunderstorm, rainstorm. And I guess as long as nobody's cars or property were damaged, give me another hailstorm like that. But I was thinking anybody that has to walk in this. I was lucky. I was inside the whole time. But people who had to walk in that were probably getting pelted with those very large hailstones. So I hope that you were okay if you were caught out in it. And we might be getting some more rain tomorrow, I guess. This morning, they had warned us that there was going to be heavy fog until about 8 a.m., but I don't see any. There was none on my way in. You know, maybe a little bit here and there, like over a cranberry bog type situation or coming off a pond. The typical morning fog, but I didn't see any problems. I didn't have any problems with visibility, so you should be okay. But just be aware that wherever you may are, depending on the current temperature and circumstances, you might have some fog to deal with. All right, well, we've got a lot that we can discuss today. 508-996-0500. That is the number to call in and be involved in the conversation. You can also send app chat messages and use the open line voicemail feature on the WBSM app. A reminder, too, that you don't have to just use either of those features during the show. You can use them anytime to send messages or voicemails that I can then read on the show. But there was a few stories out there that we didn't get to, and a few other stories that we can update you on today. We can certainly discuss if you want. You know, apparently now it looks like the September 10th presidential debate may be in question. I think it's just hype. I think it's just trying to get people hyped up for this debate. But I think you will have at least one. If they don't work out the schedule that they had originally planned, if that doesn't work out, I think you're going to get at least one. But we can discuss that. But there was also an arraignment yesterday for the man who allegedly stole a car from Gillette Stadium and ended up killing a 10-year-old boy when the stolen car that he was in smashed into the boy's family car on Route 1. And the man pled not guilty. And I saw, you know, a lot of outrage from people online in the comments, like, how is he not guilty? They know that he slammed into them. They know that he said to the family that he was sorry already, that he had his own 10-year-old. And how can he say that he's not guilty? I said, well, hold on. He pled not guilty to manslaughter, to killing the boy. He's trying to say that that part was an accident. I don't think he's going to be successful in that, but that's what he's claiming. So that's something that we'll keep an eye on. And let me just give me 1 second here. I'll tell you exactly when he is due to go back to court. It doesn't say when he's going to go back to court. But we will keep an eye on it for you. Also, there was a story that I don't think I mentioned. I don't know if Phil mentioned it yesterday. Because it's out of Rhode Island, so it's a little bit out of our area. It's from Cranston, Rhode Island. There was at the same concert over the weekend. Well, I don't know. You wouldn't think of a Kenny Chesney concert as being the one that all this criminal activity would come out as a result of. And it's not. It doesn't have anything to do with the concert. This Cranston police officer by the name of Shane Lynch was apparently heavily intoxicated during this concert. And he was in the pit, which I don't know what a pit entails at a Kenny Chesney concert. I don't think they're slam dancing. I don't think they're moshing at a Kenny Chesney concert, but He was down there with all these other people, like crammed in together, and he urinated on a woman. On her brand new boots that she had just bought for the concert. Here's the thing, ma'am. I don't know that much about Kenny Chesney. I don't like country music. But if it's one thing that I know, you don't go to a Kenny Chesney concert at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts and say, I just bought these boots for this concert. You have to pretend like you've owned the boots, like this is who you are. Not that, you know, last week you were at Pink and this week you're at Kenny Chesney. You've got to act like you are a country music fan. You got to act like you are someone who is well-versed in all things country. I'm just teasing. She, you know, of course she could have just bought brand new boots and had old ones before. I'm just teasing. But he urinated on her boots. And then when the police came to get him, or security rather, came to get him and haul him away, because obviously you have to be intoxicated to intentionally urinate on someone's boots, or maybe unintentionally, but still. Apparently, as they were getting ready to haul him away, he did it again. He urinated again. So they hauled him off, and now he is charged with disorderly conduct and wanton destruction of property. And that's not going to look good on his performance review, even though it didn't happen on the job. He was off duty at the time, but it's not a good look for a police officer. And I have seen the drunk tank at Gillette Stadium. I've seen the makeshift holding cell that they have. Not because I've been in it, but when I was covering the Patriots, I would walk by as I was going in and out of where they let the media in. And it's also where all of the Gillette Stadium employees go in and out. It's right directly, unless they've changed it in the last couple of years. I mean, I haven't been in the bowels of Gillette Stadium since the end of the 2020 season, Patriots season. But unless they changed it, where they hold the people is directly across from where all the Gillette employees pick up the vests that they wear. So I hope that this Cranston police officer doesn't know anybody who works there, who saw him there. I guess it's in the news now. And his mugshot photo is out there too, but it's more embarrassing when you're sitting there and you're like, that's Joe, my neighbor. Oh, man. Oh, that's Tony. I went to high school with him. Because although they put some padding up around it, you can still see in certain parts. And you can certainly see when they take people in and out of it. So just take it from me. You don't ever want to get hauled out of Gillette Stadium, and you will. If you are acting foolishly, they have cameras all over that stadium that security is just scanning the crowd looking for anybody that's being disruptive. And they will find you, and they will send security guards out to get you, and they will escort you away. And they don't even need cameras, because if you're acting like a jerk, the people around you are going to alert people to it. And they're going to bring you into the drunk tank down there. And they make you stay there until the end of the event. I don't know for sure, but I've heard from some people that depending on what you do, they'll let you go. That they let some people go. Once they sober up down there, if there's somebody who's coming to pick them up, they'll let them leave without pressing any charges. I don't know if that's true, because it says in all of the, on the back of your ticket and everything, that if you are removed, you are subject to arrest. And also banned from returning to Gillette Stadium. So think about that before you act ridiculously. 508-996-0500. I'm just taking a look at some of the trending stories here. Anyway, I'm going to take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments. And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. I just want to say I didn't get any part of that storm at all. It's so crazy. I saw ground lightning strike, two of them. Amazing. And I'm petrified of lightning, like wicked, wicked petrified of it. So the sky got really dark and I thought for sure it was going to open up and pour. Nothing. It spit some rain. And like I said, I could see the lightning strikes, could hear thunder and lightning all like around me. But it's the strangest thing. It's like being in Florida. It can be raining on one side of the street and across the street it won't be. But I was listening to Barry and I heard like it was pretty ominous for other people. And no hail, nothing. You guys got hail.
We got giant hail.
Unbelievable. But I wanted to talk about Gillette Stadium, the Pink concert. It was great. It was phenomenal.
Did you pee on anybody's boots while you were there?
Thank God, no.
Okay.
I'll tell you, the lines from walking where we had to walk to our seats, I couldn't believe I saw the lines of women, and I thought, my gosh. Thank God I didn't even have to go the whole time because there's no way I could stand in a line that long. But I really enjoyed it. She's quite the performer. She put it all out there. But I want to say one thing. I will never, ever, ever go back to Gillette Stadium for anything in this world. You couldn't even pay me enough money to go there. Because getting out of the concert, I couldn't get back to my hotel room till 2:30 in the morning. The police direct the traffic one direction and one direction only. And they take all your left-hand turn light. They put police there, so you can't even do that. They've got cones everywhere. I'm telling you, Kraft must be paying them a buku amount of money to keep the police and everything out there like that. And so, I know my way around there because I worked in Foxborough for quite a few years. And not at the stadium, but, you know, I worked in Foxborough. And I know every which way out of there, back roads, everything. And I'm telling you, they have it so set up that you just can't do nothing. And I couldn't believe the amount of money that I put out for that room. And I couldn't get to my room. I was so, and this thing, I really didn't need the ladies' facilities. And I'm like, I just want to get to the room. I just want to get, couldn't do it. I drove every way I knew how.
And then you ended up peeing on somebody's shoes, your own.
No.
Okay. All right.
Almost.
Okay.
But no, I was so. And my friend said, I cannot believe you are so professional. You are handling this so well, because it is what it is. I mean, certain things. I can't get mad. I can't. I mean, I'm already mad and disappointed, but you know what I mean? It's like...
But the situation is what it is. You can only endure it. I got to hold you there just because I got to go to the news with Phil.
I know, 6:30. Yes, I know. But I just wanted to let everybody know that. When you go there, make sure you stay on the other side of Route 1.
And also bring a bottle in case you have to pee in the car.
Yes, Kim.
All right. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. We do have to go now into the newsroom with Phil Devitt. When we come back on the other side, more of your calls, 508-996-0500.
Trump is questioning next month's ABC News debate with Kamala Harris, a nationwide recall of apple juice, and some rock band rumors turned out to be true.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Former President Trump is questioning why he should debate Vice President Kamala Harris on ABC News next month. Mitch McCann reports.
Trump and Harris are due to go head-to-head on the 10th of September. And it's also been reported that the pair cannot agree on key rules. Kamala Harris's campaign is in favor of microphones being live during the broadcast, whereas Team Trump wants them muted while the other candidate is speaking, as was a key rule in the first debate between former President Trump and President Joe Biden. Donald Trump's campaign also claims Kamala Harris's campaign asked for a seated debate with notes and opening statements, which Team Harris denies requesting. Mitch McCann, New York.
A federal judge in Texas is blocking a program that would give legal status to illegal immigrants married to American citizens. The Biden administration plan, started earlier this month, would have affected around 500,000 immigrants in the country without legal status. The judge blocked the program for 14 days on Monday. SpaceX is delaying a highly anticipated launch aimed at creating a new generation of spaceflight. Today's scheduled liftoff of the Polaris Dawn mission is now delayed by a day for additional pre-launch checkouts related to a helium leak. Kate Fisher has more on what's expected when the mission does finally get underway.
Two astronauts on SpaceX's Polaris Dawn mission are expected to leave the capsule in Earth's orbit, making it the first major test of the company's new spacesuits.
They'll conduct the first ever commercial spacewalk while wearing specially designed SpaceX suits. During their journey, the four-person crew will also run experiments and conduct critical research regarding the impact of space flights on human health. Walmart is recalling almost 10,000 cases of apple juice sold at its stores across the country. The batch of Great Value brand apple juice was found to have potentially dangerous levels of arsenic. The recall was originally announced by the FDA on August 15th, but updated the recall classification to a more urgent level over the weekend. The FDA said the apple juice could cause minor health issues temporarily, but it's not likely to cause serious problems. Grammy Award winner Mariah Carey is mourning the loss of two family members this past weekend. After multiple reports, Carey confirmed Monday that it was her mother, Patricia, and sister, Allison, who both passed away on the same day. Carey said her heart is broken after the tragic turn of events. No cause of death for either woman has been released. And the rumors turned out to be true. The British rock band Oasis reuniting after breaking up in 2009, or so they say anyway. The band is led by brothers Liam and Noel Gallagher, whose well-publicized feud has kept them apart for about 15 years now. Considered giants of the 90s, Oasis sold an estimated 75 million records and played to stadiums across the world. The band is now signed on to play 14 shows in the UK and Ireland next year. No word on any US dates. Meanwhile, a 30th anniversary reissue of Oasis's 1994 album Definitely Maybe is due out this Friday.
WBSM Sports.
Well, the Red Sox suffered a doubleheader sweep at Fenway Park, losing to the Blue Jays 4-1 and 7-3. An interesting footnote to the games: the participation of Danny Jansen, who became the first player in MLB history to appear for both teams in the same game. He was traded to Boston from Toronto after the original June game was suspended due to weather. The series continues tonight. And the Patriots' quarterback competition is heating up as rookie Drake May continues to impress and close the gap on veteran Jacoby Brissett. According to head coach Gerard Mayo, May has currently outperformed Brissett. The team will begin the regular season on September 8th with a road game against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good to be with you, everybody, on this Tuesday morning. After all that severe weather yesterday, we're left with dense fog. Temperature in the low 60s, sunny skies this afternoon, 80. A little bit more of that fog as we head into the overnight hours into tomorrow, first thing in the morning. Mid-60s tonight, around 80. Tomorrow, with partial sunshine, slight chance for showers and thunderstorms as we head into Wednesday overnight. Conditions improve and less humidity by Thursday. From the UBC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Slip inside the eye of your
course, that's Don't Look Back in Anger by Oasis, which is what I would suggest to the Gallagher brothers as they try to bury the hatchet here and move forward. Again, anybody that buys tickets to that tour, they're probably so excited, but then that's also in the back of their mind that this might not ever happen. So keep that in mind. And what would you say, Phil? 14 dates? Is that what you said?
Yes, 14 dates.
I think that's... Who do you think came up with the 14-date idea? Do you think that it was actually the band themselves, or do you think it was the promoter saying, let's see if you can get through 2 weeks together first?
Actually, yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah, and then if things are going okay, then they'll start a big world tour.
Right, yeah. We're going to keep you local for now, just in case you decide you want to, you know, go down to the pub instead.
Before we start, you know, shelling out money to rent out arenas and stadiums in the United States.
That's right.
Let's just see what happens.
Cautious optimism.
Did you ever see the video? I think it was an MTV Live or something where the brothers got into an argument before the show, and Liam decided that he wasn't going to sing, and he like just walked off, and then Noel had to do the whole show.
Yeah, I think I did see that.
It was pretty good. I mean, that's the thing, man. And a lot of those songs, they're interchangeable. People can't tell the difference.
Right.
Unless you really know the band, you don't know the difference.
Right.
So.
Well, hey, okay, but maybe if they really start fighting again, just do the Oasis tour with one brother or the other. But then it's not Oasis.
Yeah, I think people, they've been doing that for years now. they just have different bands.
Yeah, but you know, maybe they could make more money by calling it Oasis and being disingenuous to the public.
I think that if they really want to have this legacy that they said that they had even before they started. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're a little younger, so I don't know if you were paying attention to Oasis back in the day, but they came out of the gate saying that they were, you know, bigger than the Beatles.
Okay.
And they used to get into wars with all the other Britpop bands. They famously said that the lead singer Blur should get AIDS and die. Like, it.
Yeah.
They were contentious jerks. Right. With everybody, not just with each other.
I feel like they came out of the womb giving the middle finger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To each other.
Right.
And then to everybody else. So, but anyway, yeah. I'm gonna try to go to that. I don't think I'm going to go to, you know, England or Ireland or whatever for it. But if they come here, I definitely want to go.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, speaking of concerts, we do have tickets to somebody who is a little bit more reserved and gets along better with his audience and his bandmates. James Taylor and his all-star band perform. Although James Taylor, I don't know if you're familiar with his story, but talk about a mental illness struggle. He was in a mental hospital before he hit it big, and he's been able to overcome that. Now he's, you know, revered as this legendary singer and songwriter, and he's going to be performing at MGM Music Hall at Fenway coming up September 9th and 10th, and we've got tickets to give away. This week we're giving away tickets to the September 9th show. And it is standing room only, so just so that you know that before you enter. And you can enter to win those at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Tim's tickets are brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy, and where they have their grand fall tasting coming up on September 28th. So you can actually go and sample a whole bunch of stuff that day. And I've been talking with Kelly over there about like what they're going to have and who's going to be there on that day. It's going to be done up really big. So you're going to want to make sure you go there and take part in that. And you'll probably see me over there. All right, 508-996-0500. That is my number here. So I see a lot of people complaining that Halloween decorations are already out on the shelf. Listen, next week is September. And back to school started pretty much right after school ended. It's Halloween's time to shine. In fact, I'm a little bit upset that I keep going into some local stores and they don't have their Halloween stuff out yet. I've already been to Spirit Halloween at least once. I'll probably go again this week. But I think, you know, for me, I'm going to start looking for Halloween stuff beginning of August. The fact that I've had to wait this long. And I use a lot of it for like decorations for my tables at paranormal conventions. So expect there to be a lot of weird stuff on my table if you're coming and see me at some of the stuff that's coming up. And one of the things that
bothers me when people complain about Halloween stuff being out is, for many of them, it's the only season they complain about. They don't care when Christmas stuff is out early. They don't care that, you know, Valentine's are out right after Christmas and St. Patrick's Day is out on February 15th. That's probably fair for St. Patrick's Day. It only has a month. But I think Halloween decorations being out now are perfectly fine. In fact, I wish there were Halloween decorations year-round. There should just be a section, spooky section, that you can walk in and get Halloween stuff any time of year. Although we do have a horror store now in New Bedford. So you can go down there and get Halloween-y kind of things any time of year. It's called the Horror Family. It's right next to Sixes and Sevens. I think that's a great thing about... I was talking about New Bedford with some of the folks in Michigan. Well, actually, they're from all over, but we were in Michigan talking about some of the little stores and shops in the downtown Sault Ste. Marie area. And I was like, well, I mean, this has got nothing on New Bedford. New Bedford has a vintage toy store. It has bookstores now. It has a horror shop. It has, you know, many great restaurants, including an arcade. It had a record shop, but that just moved a little bit further down the road. A nationally recognized record shop. So I think you should really kind of appreciate the diversity of trade that you have in the downtown and across the city. I mean, there's comic book shops, there's used video game shops. These are things that it's getting harder and harder to find in other places, and New Bedford has it all. So yeah, I know we talk a lot about, like, say, restaurants here on WBSM, because that's what you, the audience, care about. That's what you like to talk about and what you like to hear about. But we've got a lot of stuff around this city that other cities would say, I wish we had one of those. 508-996-0500. We'll take a break and be back in a few.
You got a heart so big, it could crush this town, and I can't hold out forever, even walls fall down.
That's a kind of a forgotten Tom Petty track, but one of my favorites. That's Walls from the soundtrack to the movie She's the One, which was an Ed Burns film. Came out, I don't know, like, what, 98? And it was a, you know, kind of a small movie, but that song was on the soundtrack, and I thought it was really great. 508-996-0500. Sketty sent a Snapchat message. Said, don't forget the Halloween Spirit Store in Dartmouth. That's such a fun place. I worked for them years back when I lived in New Jersey. Yeah, I know, but Spirit Halloween is only a temporary store. We have a year-round store in New Bedford with the Horror Family. So you can get horror movie stuff all year round there. But I did go to Spirit. I stopped at the one in Chelsea on my way between the airport and the Kowloon on Sunday. I was just driving by and I was like, ooh, a Spirit. I'm going to go in. And, you know, there's a lot of things in there that I would buy, but there would be what you would call frivolous purchases. So I thought the better of it, said, no, I don't really need that. No, I don't really need that. As much as I would love to have this hanging wall photo of the Amityville Horror House, I'd like to put that up on the wall of my office. No, no, no. Plus, that's the kind of thing I might be able to get on clearance at the end of the season. But, I did make one purchase. They had like a Hawaiian style shirt, you know, like, which is kind of the shirt style that I wear. These short sleeve button down shirts. That's become my new style. They had one that had ghosts all over it. And I said, well, that's a worthwhile investment because I can wear that to all of my library lectures. But they only had one in my size. I have to go back and get more so that, because there's some nights that I have presentations on back-to-back nights. I don't want to be wearing the same shirt to everything, so I think I'll go get like two more of those. And then I can rotate them out and wash them in between. Although, I mentioned that to somebody, and they said, just wear a shirt under it and have that be, it's almost like a smock, like the shirt that a barber puts on. Then you don't have to clean it every time. You're only going to wear it for an hour while you're doing your presentation. That's smart. That's a good idea. So yeah, if you see me out there in my ghost shirt at a library during the Halloween season, you might not want to come up and hug me because who knows how many days in a row I've been wearing that shirt. Now I'm going to get a few more because God forbid something happens and then I don't have it at all. Anyway, the sun is shining bright. It is right in my face, and that makes me think of Isaacson Solar. But it makes me think about all of the great solar power that is out there. And I was talking with somebody on the airplane when I was flying by, and I saw all the solar farms that you could see and all the solar panels that you could see. And I just said, hey, look at that. And the guy sitting next to me looks out the window and he goes, oh, what's that? I said, those are solar farms. And he was coming from Minneapolis and he goes, that's your solar farm? You should see what we have out there. 4 or 5 times the size. Well, that makes sense. They've got a lot of open flat land out there in Minnesota. But anyway, solar power is something that can save you money, right? That's what you hear. You make the initial investment of putting solar panels on your roof, and then you save all kinds of money on your electric bill. But when does it start? And how much can you expect to save? Well, those are the kind of questions that Isaacson Solar can answer for you. And if you want them to answer those questions, all you have to do is go to isaacsonsolar.com, set up an appointment. They will come to your home, and they'll sit down with you and give you honest, straightforward answers to all of your questions about solar. And then they will tell you whether or not your home is even a good fit for solar. And if it is, they will give you a free, no-obligation quote. So you still have the power to make the decision whether or not you want to go solar. So again, go to isaacsonsolar.com to find out more. ISAKSEN, isaacsonsolar.com. Going to take one final break here for this hour. We'll be back in a few.
Making me sweat. Gator's getting close. Hasn't got.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. Well, we're out of time for this hour pretty much to take calls. We'll take your calls in the next hour and throughout the day. And tomorrow, we're going to be joined. We're going to be talking about the Nicole Podkawa 5K. It is happening again this October. And it's happening on October 6th. It is in memory of Nicole Podkawa, who passed away from breast cancer. And we are going to be raising money by walking and running this 5K in Fairhaven to benefit South Coast Health and the work they do to battle cancer. And it's a little bit more personal for me this year. I did it last year because not only was I starting my weight loss journey, but I was, very happy with South Coast Health and the way they had taken care of me when I had my kidney stones, and never would have thought as I was raising money for cancer research last October that that would be me as well. So now this year I have an extra reason to be walking, and hopefully you'll join us, and we'll talk more about that tomorrow and learn more about the event and how you can take part. But right now we're going to get ready to
get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.